Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Nun Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, Toshma. In our previous shir, the Gemara had taught us the machlokes of Abai and Rava. If Kedushin Shenim Asurim L'Biyah, a Kedushin that cannot be consummated with a Biyah, are considered a valid Kedushin or not. The opinion of Abaya was that it is a valid kedushin. The opinion of Rava, and that's how Rava actually explained our loch in our Mishnah, was that kedushin shenim asurim l'biya, kedushin that cannot be consummated with a biya, is not considered a valid kedushin. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a raya. The Tani of Yumi, discussed the situation where you have two individuals that want to have their children marry each other. One has five sons and one has five daughters. Vomar, and the father of the boys said to the father of the daughters, of the girls, one of your sons should be married to one of my daughters. And of course, as Rashi points out, this is only possible to be done if the boys appointed their father to be a shliach to marry them off. Because although, as we have been discussing very extensively in our Masechta, under certain, a girl who's a ketana or a nara, her father can marry off, but a boy, a father never has that right to marry off a son. So it must be speaking here where the boys appointed their fathers to marry them off. And now we don't know who married who. Kol achas, each one of these girls, kol achas v'achas tzricha chamisha gittin. Each one of these girls have to receive five gittin, because we don't know exactly who are the husbands of these girls. The Meiri says that even if the father said kol b'nosayich l'mekudoshes l'chol banai, so in that wording, says the Miri, maybe it's clear that he meant it should go in order. My oldest son should marry your oldest daughter, and so on. We cannot make that assumption, and still the halacha will be as we just learned. Meis echemhem, one of the brothers died before we were able to do this procedure. Kolach v'achat tzricha avigitin, every one of the girls is going to have to receive a get from every brother. And chalitza mechemhem, and she's also going to have to receive chalitza from each of the brothers, because we don't know who was the brother who was married to her. If we don't know who the brother who was married with her, we don't know if she is almana, because her true husband died. Maybe she doesn't require chalitza, or maybe it was her husband that died and she requires chalitza. Therefore, she has to have chalitza from each one of them to be sure. However, they have chalitza from each other, because if it's her husband, you can't have chalitza from a husband. So we see clearly that even though this was a kedushin, she'enim asurim l'biyah, this kedushin cannot have been consummated with a biyah, because every woman is either his wife, but if she is not his wife, but his wife, if it's not his wife, then it's his achos ishtoi, and the halacha is, so it can never be consummated into a biya. Yet the halacha is that we're recognizing this kedushin, and by recognizing this kedushin, that's all we have to have the gittin from each one of the brothers. Isn't this a question on Rava's opinion about kedushin she'en mesurim l'biya? Says the Rav Chitema, and if Tui will want to say hachinami k'shehukru l'b'soif minis abru, that originally we knew who they were, like we kept on saying in our previous year, and that's why if at the moment of the Kedushin it was a valid Kedushin, the fact that afterwards it got mixed up, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, but look at the wording of the Braisa. V'achas mibunaisayich lech mibunaiktani. The Braisa clearly indicated that the wording from the outside was not very clear. Says the Gemara, Tiyofta de Rava Tiyofta. So Rava's opinion of Kedushin, She'enim Asirin Labiyah, Kedushin that's not Masurin Labiyah, is not considered a, is actually considered a valid kedushin. Says the Gemara, this is one of the cases of the Yal Kagam. That means that even though normally when we have a machlokes abaye v'rova, the halacha is like rova, here the halacha is like abaya. These are one of the six cases of the Yal Kagam. The Yal Kagam are yish lemidas, eid zoymim lechi oymim me'elav, gilui by a get, kagam, the kedusha, the kuf is kedusha and asirim l'biya, our gemara, gilu das beget, and mumar oichel nevelis lahachis. And here we paskin like a baya that a kedusha she'en masirim l'biya is considered a val kebiya. Says the gemara in Masecht Baba Basra, daf chof beis amin aleph, a baya ama, ani anishtei, damu rabona ad gemrim nagarmi be a baya su ochel bisra shemene be rovel. Abaya, says the Gemara, that we used to say to the Talmidim, instead of learning by Abayas and eating meat but not really being satisfied, go learn by Rava where you'll be satisfied. Says the Agra the Kala from the Bnei Yisoscha. Abaya used the words garme. The gematria of the word garme is the same gematria of as Yalk Gam. And what Abaye was saying to his Talmidim, yes, in the Yalk Gam, in these situations, the Garmi, which equivalent to Yalk Gam, the Halacha is like me. But everywhere else, the Halacha is like Rava. So instead of just learning these six Halachas, where Halacha is like me, you're better off learning by Rava, where you could learn where the Halacha is usually like Rava. Tosfos tells us that there was a story by Reb Oshia Halevi, who said to a wealthy man, "Bitcha mekudeshesli," but he did not identify which of the daughters he was marrying. And this story came to Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam said that it's a full-fledged kedushin. If in the case, and he explained that if this man who made the statement, the son of Reb Oshia, was already meshudach, was already engaged to one of these girls, we can assume that that's the one that he married. But, he says, Reinu Tam, even if there wasn't a full-fledged shidduchim, even if they weren't really engaged, but they were discussing that this girl will marry this boy, that and then after discussing this boy will marry this girl, it'll be enough that certainly he meant that that's the girl that he's marrying, and it's going to be considered that that's the girl who is his wife. The Rebbeinu Tam goes on to say, going back to a subject that we discussed in our previous year, that the minig particularly is that younger daughters do not usually get married before their older sister. Then if there's an older sister and a younger sister, we could assume, says Rebbeinu Tam, there was the older sister that got married to this son of Reb Oshia. Says Tosfos, have a quote, Ramanachem Yuni, who says that it's not necessarily true. Because we look at our Gemara didn't make any of these, did not make any of these distinctions. And our Gemara said that we don't know who is the one that's married to whom. So we see that if these considerations were actually true, the Gemara should have mentioned these considerations. The fact that the Gemara does not mention any of these considerations is clearly an indication that we can't just make this up by ourselves. And Tosfos actually concludes that Rabbeinu Tam ultimately did not paskin the way he wanted to, but rather he paskined like our Gemara, that the Gemara says that it's necessary to receive a get from each one. He would have to give a get to each one of the daughters. So we learned in our Mishnah, Ma'is v'chamish noshim, there was a story, there were five women. Amongst those five women, there were two sisters, and somebody brought a kalkol shel ta'enim, and actually the kalkol shel ta'ena belonged to these women, and there was a shmita kalkol shel ta'enim, and he said to them, gave one of them the kalkola. He says, kulchem mikudeshes li b'kalkala zu. You will all become married to me with this kalkala. And this one of them accepted the kalkala on behalf of all of them. And we learned in the Mishnah, the Chacham said that the sisters are not mikudeshes, but everybody else is. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav, says Rav by learning this Mishnah, Shmami Nesnesa Arba, four halachas that we're going to learn now, Mitzvah Shem, can be extrapolated for our Mishnah. It says the Gemara, V'naka Rabbi Yodei Tlas, and Rav was able to agree with three of them. The fourth halacha, which seems to be extrapolated from our Mishnah, was not something that Rav was ready to agree to. It says the Gemara, Shmamina, the first halacha we could say is Hamkazer Perishvius. If somebody uses Perishvius, the halacha is Mekudeshes, that she's Mekudeshes. Even though the Perishvius are really Hefker, and we know that the person who's Mekadesh, a woman, has to use something that belongs to him, the halacha is that even though the Peris are Hefker, since he picked up those Peris, they become his. The Mishnah Melech discusses an interesting question. He says, what would be the halacha if somebody was Mekadesh a woman, which, as far as he's concerned, is not Shava Pruta, but for the woman, it is a Shava Pruta. Would she be Mekadeshes? And he says that Rashi in Masechta Avodah Zarah says that she would be Mekadeshes. Says the Mishnah Melech, from our Mishnah, it seems not, because even if the halacha will be that as long as they have value to the woman, it's mekudeshes. If I give perishvias to the woman, so certainly she's going to be able to eat those fruits. So it's a shava pruta to her. And yet, the Gemara is not quite certain. The Ched V'Siyakov says that could be different. He says, what is the issue of perishvias? He says, the issue of perishvias is that they're not considered regular assets that I own. If I own something, it's just not a Shava Pruta, maybe different than an asset that, because it's Shemitah fruit, I don't own. But as that's Ms. Yosef, as we said, Perishvias are considered Hefker. The halach is, if I find something Hefker in the street and I take it, it becomes mine. So just like if I find Hefka in the street and I take it, it becomes mine. Why over here don't we say the same? The man picked up the perishvias and they become his. Since they become his, it should be a valid kedushin. So the Atzmus Yosef says, we're going to be learning the sugyas if you can be Mekadesh with kachin. Now what happens when the Kohen receives his share of kachin? When the Kohen receives his share of kachim, they become his. But still, the Gemara says it's not a valid kedushin because it's mishulchan gavoy kazachu. So the Gemara is considering, says the Atmos Yosef, that maybe that's the same in that way. Another explanation that the Marit says that indeed, if he would have picked them up with the intention that he wants to use them for kedushin, maybe there would be no question that it's a valid kedushin. Here, they were picked up to be used to be eaten, which is what's supposed to be done with perishvias, and then he changed his mind that he wanted to use it for kedushin. The Rashi then gives a different explanation. Rashi says that the halacha is, by perishvias, la'ochla. La'achla, the Gemara often says, la'achla, la'achla v'loy l'schara, that the only thing that may be done with perishvias is eating them. And therefore Rashi says, what the concern was, that maybe perishvias cannot be used for kedushim, because that's not la'achla. Says Tosfos, why indeed, if the halacha is, regarding perishvias, la'achla v'loy l'schara, why would it be a good kedushim? So Tosfos says, the halacha with perishvias is that let's say somebody did actually do transactions with perishvias. So there are all sorts of halachas regarding the kedusha of that perishvias transferring on to the money, etc. But the transaction is halachically considered a valid transaction. And that's why here it will be a valid, it would be considered a valid kedushin. Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah says, when we're learning now that Mekadesh B'Peiros Shviyos is considered a valid kedushin, is that only b'di'eved? Or perhaps he says that because of the important mitzvah of Peru Revu, even though one should not do business with Peiros Shviyos, maybe here it would be permissible. Tosfos HaZaken says that it's not considered doing business, and the Isser of L'Ochla of Loy L'Schayra is not applicable regarding using Peiros Shviyos for Kedushin. He says, L'chatchila, to you could use it. And the Noy de Behuda actually brings a raya. He says that if it would be only b'di'evet a valid Kedushin, so as the case of our Mishnah is that it wasn't that the man directly gave the woman, at least all of the women, the Peiros Shviyos, he used one of the women to be a shliach, to be mekadesh all the women. And then we learned so many times, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So if the iser schayra is an aveira, even in the case of kedushin, so how could it be a valid kedushin with a shliach? Why wouldn't we apply the concept of ein shliach l'dvar aveira? So the Noy de Behuda says that that's not really a raya, because explains the Noy de Behuda, the concept that when we say that there's an Isser Schoira, that one may not do business with Peiros Shviyos, says the Noy de Behuda, that's only the person who owns the Peiros Shviyos. There is no concept, he says, of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira when we speak about Peiros Shviyos. So since there's no concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira when we speak about Peiros Shviyos, that's why he says that would not be the proof that's why there's no problem of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Shma Mina Kitch Begezel. If he here the case was he took somebody else's fruit. Shma Mina Kitch Begezel Ainam Kadeshus. Vafil Begezel the Da. Even if you steal something from the wife and you use it for kedushin, it would not be a valid kedushin. The only reason in our Mishnah it was a valid kedushin is because it wasn't gezel, because it's Peiros Shviyos. So the Ritva explains, why do we differentiate from Mimai? Says the one, how do we notice? Mediktani shalat hen hoisop. These fruit belong to these women. The shal Shviyos hoisop was Shviyos produce. So what do we understand from the Mishnah? Tama the Shviyos. Since it was Shviyos, it's not considered really their fruit. It's considered because it's hefker. Hadashashani, in other years, if somebody would use somebody else's produce, something that which is stolen, the halach is gezelhava, it would not be considered a valid kedushin. As the Ritva explains, that if he took something that belongs to her, and she knows it belongs to her, and he gave it to her as kedushin, and she accepts it, why shouldn't it be a good kedushin? If she didn't want to accept it as kedushin because she says it's something you stole from me, she should have said so. So Ritva explains the Gemara that the halacha, that the woman could always say, I wanted to get my fruit back. How did I intend to get my fruit back? By saying to this man, give me back, give it to me as kedushin. I didn't mean to get married. It was only a way for me to get back which belonged to me. So Michas Chinuch says, so from here we clearly see that the halacha of Shemitah applies to women as well. So the question is, he asks, why does Shemitah apply to women? Isn't Shemitah Mitzvah Seseisha's Man Grama? And we've just learned that Mitzvah Seseisha's Man Grama is women aren't applicable to. Says the Beis Yosef, so he quotes the Beis Yosef, that the halach is that Shemitah, we have to be mafker our fields, and if I'm not mafker my field, there's gezel. And so that all is only a mitzvah saseh. But he says, the Maritz says that it's not that I have to be mafker my field, and then we can make an argument that a woman is not obligated to be mafka field because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. The Maritz explains that the halacha, a perish, that the halacha, that the fields are hefker, is the Torah was mafka all of the fields. Since the Torah was mafka all of the fields, so it doesn't make a difference if it belongs to a man or a woman. And I saw Rav Shach has a different explanation. Rav Shach's explanation is, perish shvius are always also. It's not that perish shvius are also during the Shemitah year, and therefore we'll say it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Whenever that perish shvius, yes, perish shvius can only be, so to speak, created by in the year of Shemitah. But it's always, perish shvius are always asur. That's why it's not considered a mitzvah seishas man grama. The Chassam Sofer says that, as we quoted a few moments ago, the halacha is by perish shvius, la'ochla v'loy l'schayra. You're only allowed to eat perish shvius. You're not allowed to do business. So loy l'schayra is a lav. And even though, as we often say, mitzvahs say shazman grama only applies by men, but loy say apply to men and women equally, and this is therefore considered mitzvah say shazman grama. Says the Gemara, v'shma mina, the other thing that we can learn from our Mishnah and learn is that isha nasa shlich l'chaverta, a woman can become a shlich to be mekabel the kedushin on behalf of another woman. Not only could she become a shlich on behalf of another woman, but a feel of a makam shenasas leitzara. Even though these women in our Mishnah are going to become co-wives of the same man, that doesn't prevent her from being the shliach. Says Rashi, there is a halacha throughout Shas that a tzara cannot say edus. That, says Rashi, is a halacha that's limited to edus, that we can't trust an edus versus a shlichus. A shlichus we can trust. Tosfos wants to explain that a shlichus comes with a maisa. So if the woman, the tzara, did the maisa, it's acceptable. Shlich Edus is saying testimony, there we can't necessarily believe testimony that was offered by a tzara. Vidach Mahi, says the Gemara, there was one, we started by saying there was a fourth halacha, the Rav wasn't quite certain if he should accept, and that was Kedushin Shenim Sinir Labiyah. The Mishnah said that both sisters will not become Kedushos. Why will they not become a Kedushas? Presumably, because it's a Kedushin, Shenim Asurim Labiyah, says the Gemara, the Nachshava. So ask the Gemara, indeed, why isn't this clearly a proof that so is the Halacha? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Nusafkalei Kabai Karava. As we learned in our previous year, Rava was actually able to explain the Mishnah. Abaya and Rava were both able to explain the Mishnah that it should be consistent with their opinions regarding the question that Abaya holds Kedusha She'en Masir Rabia is a Kedushin, and the Rava holds Kedusha She'en Masir Rabia is not a Kedushin. Since they were both able to successfully explain the Mishnah according to each one of their respective opinions, the Mishnah cannot be a Raya to that either way. It says the Gemara, Kisolik Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira came from Bavel Tetzisro, Amal HaShmata Kameda Rav Yochanan, he said in front of Rav Yochanan that from our Mishnah we learn that a Mekadosh Mekezel and a Mekadoshes. Amalei, says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Hachi, is it this indeed what Rav said? So the Gemara is assuming is that Rabbi Yochanan did not agree with Rav, the Kitcha Mekezel and a Mekadoshes. Says the Gemara, V'hulai Amar, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree with Rav? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gozel, if somebody stole something, V'loi Nesyashu Abaylim, and the owners have not given hope on what has been stolen, shneim eni yichayim lagdishay. Neither of them can be magdish this item. Zeh, the person who stole it, lefi she'ena shalai, it doesn't belong to him. Zeh, lefi she'ena rishusay. So, because it's not under his control. And you can only be magdish something which is under your control. So isn't this clearly a raya that you cannot use gezel? Rav Yochanan agrees. Says, mar hachikama, we're misunderstanding what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Rabbi Yochanan's comment was, "Mi omer Rav kavasi," is Rav agreeing with what I'm saying? He was surprised that Rav was agreeing. He was agreeing that Rav was agreeing what he said. So Taisa says that it's obvious that the gazlan can't be magdus something that doesn't belong to him. The chiddush is that the person from who was stolen from cannot be magdish it, even though it really belongs to him. So Tosfos asks, the pasuk says, ish ki yagdish is beisoy kodesh. From there we learn, ma beisoy bershusoy, just like you own your house, so too, anything that you're magdish, you have to own it and control it. So too, anything that you're magdish, you have to own and control. So if something was unfortunately stolen, what would be the shaila that you should be able to be magdish it? That the Gemara is saying a chiddush that you can't. So Rabbi Chanan says there's two types of hegdish. The halacha is that there's kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. So says Rabbi Chanan, there the halacha is that by kedushas damim we could understand if you don't have it or you don't own it, you can't be magdish it. But Kedushas Aguf is a very different type of Hegdish. What Kedushas Aguf says is wherever it is, it should be Hegdish. Even if I'm not able to, properly at this time transfer it to Hegdish. And therefore, the Chiddush is that since I am the owner of this item, even though it's not under my control, but since I own it, I may be able to do a Kedushas Aguf. The halacha is that it's considered a valid, it's still considered that's not under my control, and I cannot be magdish even a kedushas aguf. Ask the Gemara now on both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Meisvei, the Brisa says, Kitch Begezel, if somebody was makadish a woman with something that he stole, and he gives it to the woman, Bechamas, or he took something from somebody without his permission, even though he paid for it, and he used it for kedushin or begineva, or he stole something, or shechata sel miyada, or he grabbed the coin out of the woman's hand, the kitcha, and used that coin to mekadesh the woman, mekadeshes. So we see that he can be mekadesh with something that's stolen. So how could Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both say that you cannot? Answers the Gemara, hasam begezel dada. There it's talking about a case that he was mekadesh with the something that belonged to her, and she knew what that it's hers, and she was meichel him, and that's why it's going to be considered a valid. That's what's going to be considered a valid kedushin. But ask the Gemara, Hamidik Tani Sefer. But let's review the brice that we just learned. In the Sefer it says, Oisha chot of sela mishaloi. He took something from her. Mechlal, isn't that indicative that the Reisha is talking about the Gezel d'Alma skin and not something that he took from her? Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Braisa is that the Sefer is being mefarish the Reisha. Perusha ka mefarish. The Sefer is explaining the Reisha. Kitch because of Bechamas of Begeneva. When will it be a valid Kedushin in a case of Shachot of sela miyada, he grabbed something from her and Kitchaba, and he was Makadish with her. But ask the Gemara, let's go back to our Mishnah, says the Gemara of Hamasnis and the Gazel Dada. Our Mishnah, as we explained earlier, is speaking about that he took something from her. And the only reason we learned in our Mishnah is that it's a valid Kedushin is because it was Shemitah year. Had it not been a Shemitah year, it would be Einam Kodeshes. So we see that even by Gezel Dida, our Mishnah is teaching us that it's not a valid Kedushin. But this Brisa clearly indicates that if what you stole belonged to the woman, it would be a Kedushin. Answers the Gemara, Hot Loi Kasha. The way to reconcile is Hada Shaduch, Hada Loi Shaduch. If this couple was engaged, and now she takes what he stole from her for Kedushin, that clearly is an indication that she was meichel on the gzela, and therefore it's a valid kedushin. Where they were not shaduch, we can't. However, where they weren't previously engaged, we cannot make that assumption. The way this kedushin works here is that there was yush presumably, and also shini rishus that she gave up on it. There's interesting machlokus rishonim in this case that we're learning now. that if he took something from her, that we could believe, when can we say that it is a Kedushin or not? And the Gemara is saying it was with Shaddach. The Halach, according to Rashi, is that it must be that she was Meichel, what she was Meichel to get it back. It seems, however, that the Rashba's opinion is that one has nothing to do with the other. She's willing to use it for a Kedushin. She's willing to use it that the husband should own it, that he can have Kedushin with it, but she's not willing to forgo that he has to repay her for what he stole from her. Says the Gemara, here at the Sop, there was a woman, Dava Kamasha Karabim Meshkil Demaya. She was washing her feet in a pail of water. Also, Gavar Chotav Zuzim Mechavrei. There was somebody who came and took money from somebody else, Vishadala, and gave it to this woman, Vamalir, and he said, Mekadeshesli, you are Mekadeshes to me with this money. Also, Hugavil Kamei Derava. And the question now was, is it a valid Kedushin? He used a stolen item for Kedushin. Amma, Celeste the Chos, Rav Shimon. Nobody agrees with Rav Shimon that holds Stam Gzeil Yish Balam Hava, that usually if somebody steals something, the person who was stolen from is Miyash, and if he would be Miyash, we would have a good Kedushin, because we would have here a Shini Rishus and a Yish. We don't assume that there was automatic Yish. So Ritva asks, why does the Gemara have to introduce the story by telling us that she was washing her feet? Why is that relevant? So the Ritva says that from here we see the entire issue that's discussed is, can you make Kedushin with Gezel or can you not make Kedushin with Gezel? But the concern that this woman could perhaps say, well, I was busy washing myself, and the fact that I accepted the Kedushin should not be considered a valid Kedushin is not a consideration. The Rambam and the Torah paskin like the Rabbanon that say that Stam Gzela, the owners, are not Miyash. That's in the case of Gzela, when you know who the person who stole from you is. But in a case of Geneva, where you don't know who the person who stole from you is, then they paskin Stam Gzela Yish Bailam. Tosfos Rid disagrees, and he says that there's no difference between Geneva and Gzela. We always paskin like the Rabbanon, that Stam Gzela, we don't normally assume is Yish Bailam. I saw a fascinating story, and comes with a halachic shaila that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in a Sefer Cheshukei Chemed discusses over here. He says there was an almana, a very poor almana, who had saved money to marry off her daughter, a kala. And in the night, they were ganovim, there were thieves that broke into her home and took and were about to steal the money. As the ganav is about to turn around and leave, he sees a little boy. This little boy had woken up, presumably because of the noise that the thief was making. And he turns around and he sees that this thief is walking out with the money. And he turns around to this thief and he says that this is terrible. You can't understand the poverty that we live in and what my mother had to go through to save these few dollars for my sister's wedding, and now you're stealing that money. It's not something that my mother, my sister, that we can survive. Even a ganif has rachmanis, and when he heard the story, he gave him the money back. Not only did he give him back the money, but he took out some money from his pocket and gave this little boy that money and said, this should be for your sister's wedding. So the question, then he left. Everybody was safe and sound. This little boy tells his mother the story, and it was an incredible story. But his mother had a question. The question is that, can she use the money, the extra money that the ganef gave her to as the tzedakah money, need she be concerned that that's stolen money? And of course, you're not allowed to use stolen money. So he says that you're allowed to. Number one, even though this person is obviously a thief, the halacha is that not necessarily is all of his money considered stolen money. Moreover, we're learning that in our Gemara, if we have Yush Bailim and we have Yush Bailim and Shin Rishus, then it becomes the property of the, then it's no longer considered the property of the original owner. Here, especially according to the Rishonim that we just discussed, he was a ganef. A ganef, we said, even if we hold like the Chachamim, there's Yush. And there was certainly Shini Rishus. Therefore, he says that the halacha is that we can use the money, even though the money came from a thief. Says the Gemara, who Arisa? Often in Shas, we find Arisim. Arisim are sharecroppers. So the sharecropper gets to keep a percentage of some of what grew in the field. And what happened was, the Kaddish B'muzi the Shamcha, he took some onions from the field without them being properly divided and distributed, and he used it to be Mekaddish a woman. Asla Kamei the Rava. And now he came to Rava with a Shaila. He came to Rava with a Shaila if this Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Amalei, so Rava said, Mana Halech, who was Michael to you? You don't have the owner having told you that you could take these onions, and therefore it's stolen. Says the Gemara, V'hani mili, but this halacha is only b'muza, only in a case where he took some onions, and there was no clear knowledge of how many onions he took. Aval kisha, if he took a group of onions, they used to package the onions. Every package is equivalent. So if he took one package, he could say matza amale. Then the person, this arisa who took it, could say, I took one package, and not shakal kisha, I took one package, shakal at kisha, and you take another package, because kisha ke kisha, all of them are the same. So our Gemara has been teaching us that we follow the opinion of Reb Shimon, that we don't assume that there was Yish Balam. So ask the Noi de Behuda, why are we so quick to assume that there was no Yish Balam, if there was Yish Balam? Why don't we just ask the person, the victim, were you Miyash or were you not Miyash? So Noi de Behuda says that even if the person who the item was stolen from says, I was Miyash, that doesn't make a difference. Because what is the halacha by Kedushin? The halacha by Kedushin is that the Eidim have to know that this object that's being used for the Kedushin, belongs to the Chassan. Here, at the time of the Kedushin, we cannot know for certain that it belongs to the Chassan. Only later, when we'll ask, and he'll tell us, when the victim will tell us that I was Miyash. So since at the time of the Kedushin, the Eidim cannot know with certainty that it's a valid Kedushin, that's why it's not a valid Kedushin. So the Rishonim ask, even if he took onions, and it's not a bunch that could say, I'll take one bunch and the owner will take another bunch, says the Gemara, but he took onions, and he does deserve a share of what's growing there. So therefore the Tosfos Rid and the Rashba and the Ritva all ask, he deserves some of it. And since he deserves some of it, why shouldn't there be a good Kedushin? So they answer that it could be here wasn't a Shava Pruta, or they suggest that since it wasn't clearly his, the halacha is that in order for Kedushin to be considered a valid Kedushin, it has to be certainly something that belongs to the Chassan. Here, we cannot say with that level of certainty that this belongs to the Chassan who's doing the Kedushin, that's why it's not a valid Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Mahahu Arisa, there was a story with Ahu Asarsaya. There was a worker that used to make beer from dates. And he used to take a portion of the beer, the Kaddish Bepruma de Shikra, that he took the sediment that's left on the bottom of the basket of dates that they made beer to be Mekaddish a woman. Asa Mar de Shikri, Ashkhe. And the owner of the beer found him, Amalei, Amalei Tesim Hai Harifa. Why aren't you taking, why are you using this inferior product? Why don't you take good beer? Asla Kamei de Rava. And now the question was that after this entire episode, the question was posed to Rava, is it a valid Kedushin or not? Amr, so Rava said, Loi Amru, Kalach Eitz Yafis Elinyin Truma Bavad. The halacha is that if somebody took truma on behalf of somebody else, if afterwards the owner said to him, you should have taken even better, so there we see that the person who took the truma, what he did was done to the satisfaction of the owner of that produce, and that's why it's a valid hafrashas truma. Says the Marwita, we have the story. The Tanya, Ketzer Amar Hatarim Shleim Bedas. Even though normally somebody cannot take off truma on somebody else, for someone else, without permission, when is the halacha that truma is truma, that it's valid? The case is, Haresh Yar L'Tarik Stoy Chaveri. If I go to your field, V'Lika and V'Tarim Shleim Bishus, and I collected produce, and I took off truma without permission, Im Chosh Mishim Gezel, if there's Gezel, if the owner is unhappy with what I did, then ain't trumas truma. What I did is not valid. Vimlav, says the Gemara, but if the owner doesn't care, then the halacha is trumas truma. It's a valid truma. Continues the Braisa. Omnayin hayu yedeya. How are we to know im choshim shim gezem lav? Says the Gemara. Reish ba'ayis umotza. If the owner, after he saw what I did, said to me, klach etze yafis, you should have taken even better fruit for the truma. So then the halacha is imnim to yafas mehem, if indeed there are better fruit. So that's a proof that he was very satisfied with what I did. From lav, ain't truma say truma. Then it's not a valid proof. He only said it to tease me. You should have taken better. Hoya balam lakdim maisifim. But if we see that the owner is just continued based on what the person did, then the halacha is ben kach ben kach truma sot truma. So we see that they're satisfied. So maybe here too, the fact that the owner of the beer told this person, you should have even used better product, isn't that a raya that he's satisfied and should be good kedushin? Says the Gemara, hacha mishum ksufa d'avid. He only did this to avoid this person from being embarrassed. But it's not that he really meant that it should become his. And that's why here, enem kedushas. But one thing which is very, very clear from our Gemara is that what's being used for kedushin has to belong to the chassan. And the Paiskim discuss that many chassanim who get married are boys who are learning in yeshiva that don't really have anything. And whatever they have is what their parents gave them. So when they stand under the chuppah and they being the kaddish, a woman with a ring, and the Masad Kedushin gives her, asks him, does this ring belong to you? How could he comfortably say that this ring belongs to me when it was given to him by his father? So the Paiskim say that there's no question. The father's standing there. The father wants that the son should get married. And the father gives the ring to his son with the intention that it should become the son's ring and that the son should be able to use that ring to be Mekadosh a woman. But what becomes very obvious and very clear and very important based on this Gemara is that the father, when this boy, when he gets married and the father indeed buys him a ring, should make it very clear to him that I'm being makna to you the ring, so it should be his ring, and that the kedushin should therefore be a valid kedushin with the ring that belongs to the chassan. Ha-mekadosh b'chelkai. Somebody, a kohen that is mekadosh a woman with the part that he got from the karbonis, Kachi, Ben Kachi, Kalim, whether it was Kachi Kalim or whether it's Kachi Kalim, the halacha is that it's not a valid Kedushin because it's not something that belongs to him. If somebody used Maisa Sheni produce, which we know in the first and second, fourth and fifth year of the cycle, we have to take Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, and somebody has such produce and he uses it to Mekadosh a woman, says the Mishnah, Bein Shaygi Bein Mezid, whether he was aware that this is Maisa Sheni produce, whether he wasn't aware, like Kiddush. Divrei, Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, B'Shaygig, like Kiddush, By Shagig, it's not a valid Kedushin. B'Mezid, it's not. Or B'Hegdish, if somebody is Mekadosh Nisha with something that has on a Kedusha B'Bedek Abayis, B'Mezid Kiddush, B'Shagig Loi Kiddush Divrei Meya, B'Shagig Kiddush B'Mezid Loi Kiddush, and the Gemara Mitzvashem will explain all of these opinions and the Machloikish. Tysus asks, why isn't it a good Kedushin that if somebody says to a woman, I'm going to do you a favor, the halacha is that it's a valid Kedushin. So why is this not the same? So Tysus answers, I could charge, if somebody says, I'm going to do you a favor, I'm going to speak to the government on your behalf. So that's something that somebody could charge for. Since that's something that somebody could charge for, it has value. Since it has value, it's a valid Kedushin. You can't take money for this, and therefore it's not considered a valid Kedushin. The Rishash, in fact, quotes the Mishnah Melech. The halacha that is that somebody is Mekadosh a woman with Isurin Na, somebody is Mekadosh a woman with something that you're not allowed to have any benefit from, is it? We would assume it's not a good Kedushin. What would be the halacha if this person is sick and they're allowed to eat that food because of their situation? How do we look at that? Do we say that for this woman it has value because she's allowed to eat it? Or since it's an Isurei Hanah, even though it has perhaps value, it's not an object with which you could do a Kedushin? It says that from our Mishnah, particularly based on the way Tosfos explains the Mishnah, it seems it would not be a valid Kedushin. Says the Gemara, name of Masnissen, the like Rabbi Yosef Glili. It seems that our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, because Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is that Kachi Kalim does become the property of the owner. Where does he learn this from? The Tanya. The Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisala Kishechto Mala Mal Ba'Hashem. And the Pasuk uses the word Mala Baal. The Rabbis Kachim Kalim, that Kachim Kalim, the halacha is, if somebody comes to me and says to me, you're holding something of mine, and the person who is so addressed swears falsely, the halacha is that if he admits, he has to bring a carbon. What be if that discussion was about Kachi Kalim? Says the Gemara that the same halacha will apply. Why? Because Kshem reminded, to consider the property of the owner, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. So we see Rabbi Yosef Glili considers Kachin Kalim the property of the Kayin. If that's the case, why wouldn't the Kedushin be a good Kedushin? Answers the Gemara Filtam Rabbi Yosef Glili. Kikam Rabbi Yosef Glili, when does Rabbi Yosef Glili say that is Dalacha Mechayim before the animal was slaughtered? Avalach Shchita, after Shchita, does he loy? My Tama. Because it explains the Gemara, even Rabbi Yosef Glili is in agreement that Kika Zochu, when Kehanim get their shear in the carbon, Kachim Kalim, it's Meshulchan Gevoy Kazochu, they're getting a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not something that belongs to them. Daikanami, the Ketani, let's learn the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMekadosh Bechel Koi. Didn't just say Kachim Kalim. It means that he got his shear after the animal was slaughtered. Shema Mino, from here we see that is considered already for sure not the property of the Kohen. Tana Rabbanan Lakapit Rosh Hashanah, after Ramei was Nifter, Amalam Rabbi Yehuda Talmidei, Rabbi Yehuda said to his Talmidim, Al Yikansu Talmidei Ramei Kan. I don't want to accept any of the Talmidim Ramei to come to learn in our yeshiva. Nei Shekantronim Hei. They're argumentative. The loyal limitarabam, their goal is not to learn. Ela lekapchein balochsambayim. They're coming to bother me. Dochak sumchus. Sumchus was one of the talmidim, one of the prestigious talmidim of Rav Meir, and pushed himself in. The nichnas amlam kach shanali Rameya, and he said, Rameya taught me hamkadosh bechelkoi bein kachakachim bein kachakalim loy kiddush. Kos Rav Yehuda aleihem. So Rav Yehuda got upset. Amlahem loy kach amatilhem. Have I not told you? I konsu talmidim Rameya lekan. Rameya's talmidim should not be allowed in Mamnesha Kentronim Haim, the loyal Matarim Baim, Ella Khavchini Balochsim Baim. The only thing they want to do is bother me. Because said the whole question is not a relevant question. Because the Chiisha Bazara Minayin. How would you have a woman in the Azara that this question should come up? Amr Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said, if I will remain silent, Yomu what people said. My Rameya Shachar, Rameya died. Yehuda Kos, Yehuda got upset. Yosi Shasak, Divrei Torah Matayla. Says the Gemara, Vechi Ein Adam Osel Kabel Kedusha L'Bitoy. Even if there are no women that are Zara, he said, but as we keep on learning, a father could accept Kedusha on behalf of his daughter in that Zara. Then Ashur Sir Las L'Shlich L'Kabel Kedusha B'Zara. Can a woman not appoint a Shliach to accept Kedusha on her behalf in that Zara? Void, Dachke V'Nichtesa. What will be the halach of a woman pushed herself into the Azara? And maybe even if it's right or wrong, would that be a problem? So we have here an issue, a woman allowed to come into the Azara. Rashi says that women are not allowed to come to Azara. Other Rishonim explain that women are technically allowed to come into the Azara, but they normally did not walk into the Azara. The Beer Ben Yehuda explains, says, what does the word kantrona mean? He says that a nartik, he says, the Talmud Chochem is considered the nartik of a Sefer Torah. He's considered the packaging in which the Torah is put. But here, they're not a nartik, they're kantronim. They're the opposite of a nartik. They're just coming to bother me. And therefore, a Talmud Chochem who wants to be in the nartik, who wants to be the place where Divrei Torah are deposited, that's the Talmud Chacham I welcome. The Talmud Chacham who's not prepared to be in that place is not the Talmud Chacham whom I welcome.